Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hello and welcome back to Premier League Betting. I am your host, Adam Zdroik, joined by Chris taking a break this week. He's embarrassed after picking Watford in our debut podcast, but I'll excuse that. I have to apologize. Both of our picks were wrong. Both of our best bets were wrong last week, unfortunately. So it was a tough start, but overall, it was a positive week, so hopefully you're still checking out our articles on rotowire.com. Unfortunately, Arsenal and Watford couldn't pull through for us, but there's some other good things to happen. So, we'll take our lumps as we move along, but hopefully we can get back on track this week. Just to recap game week two. So we had 25 goals. That came after 34 in the opening week. And it was kind of the opposite of the first game week. Under 2.5 hit in 7 of 10 matches. So overall, you had Man City winning at 5-0. You had the West Ham game against Leicester going for a few more goals, 4-1. But otherwise, a bunch of clean sheets, a lot of 2-0s, that kind of thing. So a little fewer goals than opening week. But, up and down, I think, as we move along here, I think it'll start to even out. Usually the average is, around 25 to 30 every week. There'll be some weird weeks, but it's just how it goes. And I guess the main stat here that I saw point out to me, through 2 weeks, so every match has had a goal in the first half, except for Tottenham, Manchester City. Something to look at. The odds aren't great when you bet on a goal in the first half, but for some things, it's something worth looking at. I guess that stat also doesn't include the Brentford Crystal Palace game, which was scoreless. But two of the first 20 matches didn't have a goal in the first half, so pretty relevant. So starting up with game week three here, just looking at the numbers, it's a bit different than was last week. Last week you had Manchester City, Liverpool, big favorites. So this week, the biggest favorite, you're probably looking at Manchester City. They're minus 400 home against Arsenal. Arsenal, they're going to Arsenal. So, they're the biggest favorite. So a lot of these games, it looks like they're a lot of close. They're expected to be closer, at least. Home teams still have an advantage with fans, and now we're getting into, the second game with home fans, so maybe that advantage that they had in the opener, maybe it's not going to be as much as those first 2 weeks there. So that'll be something to keep in mind. Otherwise, you got a lot of close games here. The over-under is also oddly, sitting around pretty even overall in these games. For 2.5 goals, you're looking at minus 105, minus 122, minus 128, like nothing too major. The Manchester City game, minus 178 for over 2.5 goals. That's probably the highest you're going to get on this slate. And even then, I'm not a big fan of taking the over there. I think both their games last year went 1-0. So I wouldn't put all of my money in the Manchester City basket there, just because, you know, they're rolling and all this stuff. They got this Ronaldo news coming out. Nothing happened with that yet, but you know, any Manchester City game, there's just going to be tons of money coming on the over, just because who they are. But there are times throughout the year, you know, they're not gonna score a bunch. We saw that against Tottenham. Against better teams, you know, they're gonna be caught off guard a couple times here. I'm still worried about Arsenal's COVID issues, so I'm not looking at Arsenal again. Don't worry about that. Yeah, it's just the main takeaway for game week three here. But so best bets again. In case this best bet is no good again, I feel a little more comfortable with this one than I did with Arsenal last week. Again, check out all the articles up at rotowire.com. I got a weekly betting article there. And my game-by-game previews have been surprisingly pretty good, eerily pretty good. I hit the West Ham-Leicester game pretty much spot on this past Monday. So this week, I'm looking at Newcastle and Southampton. So we can get, if we're looking at the odds here, we can get Newcastle, Southampton over 2.5 goals. It's -122. So a pretty good number. I'm pretty confident in that one. Both these back lines, kind of shaky. They kind of mix some things up here. Newcastle, they're mixing their back line up. Southampton, they're still figuring their back line out after losing Vestergaard. I mean, they look great midweek. I think they won 8-0 in the League Cup, but I mean, that's not really a comparison for the Premier League. They're still figuring some things out. They're starting Jack Stevens and Mohamed Salisu. Jan Bednarek finally got a start here in midweek, so he might move back into the starting 11. You know, they've had some issues going back to last season. That's kind of what I was looking at. So road game, even without fans last year, they've lost 11 of their last 12 away matches, which is kind of nuts. 11 of 12, and they weren't relegated. So that's a pretty surprising number. They've allowed multiple goals in all but two of those. So we got the over there. We're looking at Newcastle maybe for the win. The only match in which they actually got points was against Sheffield United, and they were relegated. So there, if you want to look at a side in that, if you want to take those numbers, Newcastle's +155 to win. You can get them. Kind of varies at some sites. Let's see, BetGM, MGM has +160. So, you know, it's around there. If you want to take Newcastle straight up, I considered that. And then I looked at some of Newcastle's results. You know, they've been shaky in their opening matches. They lost 4-2 against West Ham. They had two leads in that game. And then it kind of fell apart. They had a handball in the box and then let it get away from them. And then last week, you know, again, they had some calls maybe go against their way against Aston Villa, ended up losing that 2-0. Also midweek, Alan Saint-Maximin also maybe picked up some kind of an issue, something to keep an eye on before, I'd say, betting Newcastle to win. So keep an eye on that. But looking back, going back, Newcastle's last 12 home matches in league play, they've only had one clean sheet in that period. And unsurprisingly, that was against Sheffield United. Again, they're just tinkering their back line. Isaac Hayden, pretty much their guy, defensive midfielder, usually stops opposing attacks, that kind of thing. He's hurt. He's probably not going to play. He missed out last week. So that's something that's going to be Jonjo Shelvey. He's out. So they're going to be looking at, you know, Willock got his first start last week. Looking at Sean Longstaff, maybe going to start. So a couple changes in their lineups. Otherwise, I don't know. like these defenses, they just haven't been good. Again, going back to last year, in this same situation, last season, 3-2, there's four goals scored between these teams in the first half. That's something I talked about in my article a little bit. If you want to look at both teams to score in the first half there, I mean, that's, you're getting +270, +255, depending on the site. Pretty good number. I mean, again, there's four goals between these teams in the first half when they last played. And it's not like these defenses have shown anything in the first couple of games here. and they really haven't shown anything for the last year, really. I guess I'll say half year. Southampton kind of opened last season a little better. Newcastle's been you know, iffy for a long time here under Steve Bruce. But I think the addition of Callum Wilson kind of kept things going, or at least picked up their offense. They kind of lacked that striker up there, but he at least helped them stay above relegation last season. So speaking of Callum Wilson, you can get first goal for him to score the first goal at plus 350. Not too bad. Like if you want, if you're taking the route of over 2.5 goals, Callum Wilson's most likely to score in this match. First goal, 350, not bad. Anytime, that's plus 130. And then going the other side, I like Adam Armstrong to score for Southampton. He's plus 200 to score anytime. And again, I'm just throwing all these bets out here, all these numbers. To win in either half, Newcastle's minus 130. So if you're looking at something like this, Newcastle can win the first half, 1-0, whatever. You'll win your bet. That's minus 130. Or maybe for some reason, you know, it's 1-1, scoreless in the first half, and then they find a winner in the second half, and you're still walking away with a win there at minus 130. Obviously, it's not good as the plus 155 to win, but you get two chances for it to happen. So, you know, Newcastle could win the first half 1-0, and then they fall apart in the second half, and then maybe they lose, but you still win your bet. So on the other end of that, Newcastle to win both halves is plus 850, which seems like, it seems like a lot considering Southampton haven't really been able to defend anyone in their first two matches. But otherwise, I talked a lot about Newcastle and Southampton, a couple teams not a lot of people care about, but that's kind of where you make your money in the Premier League. As you look at the schedule for the coming weekend, a lot of people are talking Manchester City, Arsenal, but then Sunday you got the Manchester United and Tottenham are playing, and obviously the big game I haven't mentioned really just because it's going to be an even matchup. Liverpool are home against Chelsea. I don't see, you know, a major advantage to either side. Liverpool's getting a little healthy on their midfield. You can get them plus 150 to win. I don't see any edge in there. Like, Romelu Lukaku is just changing everything for Chelsea. I think he's just a completely different striker than what they've had. And I want to see, you know, what that's going to bring to their team going forward. And if anything, I'd look at Chelsea to win plus 90. But then you throw in, okay, you're at Anfield. You got the fans behind you. So maybe you don't want to take Chelsea to win. You got these back and forths here where you can go either side. And really anything could happen in this match. It could finish 1-0, could finish scoreless. Like, these teams want to play close. They want to get this clean sheet. They know what the other team presents. And then there's a possibility someone scores early. Then it's just up and down, 3-3, 3-2, 2-2 type of match. So that's the kind of thing with these big matches. The teams are good, and you just don't know how they're going to play against each other. As for, you know, you bring in Southampton, Newcastle, they're not as good. You know that their defenses aren't as good. They're going to allow goals pretty much to anyone. So that's something I looked at this week, and I usually like looking at for betting purposes. But again, that's the show for today. Thanks for listening. Make sure to keep up, subscribe. We have the RotoWire Soccer YouTube channel. We just started that up, so subscribe. We got everything there. We got DFS previews. We got the DraftKings previews going up every week, led by Andrew Laird. He also has his So Rare podcast, so make sure to check in on those. But otherwise, we're coming to you. I guess we have an international break coming up, so we might jump in and talk some futures. We'll see what happens next week. But otherwise, we'll have a break, and then we'll be back with the game week 4 after that. So again, thanks for listening. This has been Premier League Betting with Adam Zdrojek.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.